Hi everyone, you are listening to Yacht Femme on Yachting International Radio, where we discuss women in yachting. Welcome to Yacht Femme, where we talk about the women that make the yachting industry. I'm your host, Andrea Tagliaferro. Learn who they are, how they got into yachting, and what they do today. Vivica Bellman is a private clients manager at Dole Yachts, experts in super yacht support and service. Vivica began her maritime career in shipping in 2009. She joined the Dole Group in 2011 as a chartering sales manager. She was responsible for negotiating and finalizing contracts for Dole-owned fleet within the worldwide cargo industry. In 2018, she moved into managing Dole Yacht Private Client Network, acting as a primary point of contact for ultra-high net worth individuals.
Today, another episode with Yacht Femme from Yacht Dame, Andrea Tagliaferro, your host, and I'm here with Vivica. So I'm super excited to introduce you to Vivica. I actually had the pleasure to meet her last year at the Monaco Yacht Show. I met her and I thought she was a veteran. I was a little bit intimidated. And then she tells me 2 months ago, she's like, that was my first show as well. So this is a very confident woman, very professional, and I can't wait for you guys to meet her.
So thank you, Andrea. Thank you for having me on your show. It's amazing. Nice to be here. And don't be intimidated, please. We are all, you know, everyone starts somewhere. So we had basically the same first year. So I think there's no reason to be intimidated at all.
I know, but some people just have that, you know, that air around them. And this is just a compliment. I thought you.
Thank you. Very sweet of you.
So let's start by learning a little bit about your background. So where are you from and pretty much what do you do in the industry?
So, you already mentioned my name. My name is Vivica Bellman. I was actually born in Bremen, which is a city well known for the yachting industry due to its outstanding shipyards, really. As much as I love my origin, I was lucky enough to grow up in Mallorca, surrounded by an international culture. And now I work for Dole Yachts in Hamburg. And this is an independent yacht management company.
Yes, I remember you telling me your background. I thought that was very interesting. I said, how do you speak English so perfectly? And pretty much that's how she grew up. That's a very international background, very fitting for the yachting industry. As you all know, we are a mix and match of people from all over the world.
That's right.
Can you tell our audience, how did you get into the yachting industry? Even though it was your city very well known, you didn't grow up there, as you said, it was Mallorca instead. But so how did you end up here?
Yeah, so basically, I mean, I moved to Mallorca when I was about 10 years old. And I went to an international school, made lots of great friendships out there. So my whole mindset, as you said, and my whole growing up was very international. So I came back to Germany when I was about 18, 19, and I had no idea what to do, to be honest. And how it all, you know, starts out, you know, a friend knows a friend who knows a friend. And suddenly I found myself back in shipping and finished my degrees in shipping, actually, with the commercial project owner. And and then basically after working for them for about 5 years, I moved to Hamburg to work for the Dole family. And I've been working for them for 10 years now. They're being known for one of the biggest commercial ship managers and owners. My career basically began right there. So I was trading project vessels, trading bulk ships, and got the whole, you know, commercial background. And then, you know, there was always something else that I wanted. I always wanted to be closer to the clients and, you know, not just negotiate the numbers and the contract. I wanted to actually, you know, talk to our clients and see what else is out there. And then there was this great little company we had within the Dole Group, which was called Dole Yachts. And I was really keen on it and very interested. And due to the network I had built the past 10 years and the relationship I had built with the family, it was a great step. And they supported me very much. And it was amazing for me that I could actually move forward and start my career in yachting. So that's basically how I got into it. And it was, you know, a push into the cold water. I don't know if you say that in English as well, but in Germany we say it that way. And I had to start from scratch. And and here I am 1.5 years later. And it's very exciting still. You know, every day is something different in yachting. So I really appreciate that that they supported me this way and that I could start my new role, and it really fulfills me. So yeah, it's amazing.
That's wonderful. I love that you, but if you hadn't been into the role, why did you want to move from the more commercial side to the yachting side? What was the allure there?
Well, I think, you know, for us, especially if you're not in the yachting industry, you know, it does seem so luxurious and great and amazing. And, you know, there's so many things, you know, the big boats and the lifestyle and everything around it seems so great. But that was, you know, that was, of course, one thing that kept me very interested. And I wanted to find out more about it. But on the other side, it was for me just, you know, very important. I always found I was a person who's, you know, very good with people. And I just wanted to be very close to our clients. And I wanted to make sure that we extend our clients' base, you know, not only talking to captains and crew and the yards in specific, but also making sure that we build long-term relationships with family offices, owners, ultra high net worth individuals who actually, you know, need our support more than ever. It's becoming so much of a trend that the owner himself wants to know, you know, what's going on with the boat, and the family office does. And we are independent. We are not working on the brokerage side, which means we are very close to the owner's representative, whoever that may be. And I just wanted to make sure that we keep on building that relationship and grow that niche.
So I want to explain a little bit more to our listeners is, can you take us through the process of what it is, your job? Maybe not a daily routine, but more like, okay, I go in I think you had mentioned before, I know which events the high net worth individuals will be at. So I go to them, I network. So can you just run us a little bit from the process of acquiring even new clients or what it is to manage them? So if I were to be explained, what is your role? Can you tell that to us?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's, you know, people tend to ask me, so what do you do? You know, I don't quite understand. What do you actually do? Do you just go for dinners and lunches? And I always say, yes, that's what I do. And yeah, someone's got to do it. It's a tough job. But you're absolutely right. I'm not going to run you through my daily routine, but where does it start? I mean, it's just so important that you build a relationship with the people around it, and that you, the owner, the family office, the captain, the crew, everyone needs to feel comfortable with the people that they work with. So my job basically is to meet these people and to make sure we don't only become, you know, business colleagues, but, you know, we don't only do business together in our best ways, but we also become friends, because you do trust friends and you want to be able to, you know, work with people who you trust, and you want to make sure, you know, you can pick up the phone anytime and you can say, Vivi, listen, what's going on with my boat? So that's basically what I'm trying to deliver, the message I'm trying to deliver out there. So I want anyone in the world out there to think, you know, when they buy a boat or they ask for a consultancy at their bank or their lawyer or their family office and say, you know, what are we going to do? Because now we're buying a boat. I want them to think, we have to call Vivi. Because, you know, we were out with her sometime and, you know, she's a good friend. We can trust her. She's reliable, resourceful. And we know that the whole Dula group behind it is doing a fantastic job, which, you know, they are. We are one of the biggest independent yacht managers out there now. We're involved with about 85 boats and we have 7 new builds coming. So it's growing and we're getting bigger and bigger. And we still want to make sure to keep the quality just as right. So what do? I basically try and schedule my whole year around the clients, around, you know, the people who I should spend a lot of time with, which is new boat owners. As I said, banks, lawyers, because they are most of the time the people that the owner will call. You know, he will call his lawyer and say, you know, who can I seek for advice? Because I need to find out how and where to pay my VAT. What about my flag? What about my crew? How can I get my management right? What do I do when my new build comes out of my yard in half a year's time? So I want, you know, everyone to know that we are right there and they can trust us. And that's the most important thing. And we're not trying to take anything away from anyone. We're just trying to support the crew on board, the captain on board. And this is the message that we have to deliver and I want to deliver. And this is how my basically year looks. So I try and go to these events. Of course, the more you are in this industry, your network just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So all of a sudden, you know, you get invites to places you've never been before and you meet people you've never met before and they again know someone else. And it's just a matter of keeping track, you know, and figuring out who are the best people to be around with and who are the best people to talk to. And yeah, that we're all a big friends family making business together. That's what I have to make sure of.
Yeah. It is definitely takes. I remember you telling me that you're not at all the shows, but definitely someone in your team is representing and seeing what every show brings and bringing the right person to each of the events. And going into that, I do remember you telling me about your schedule and you pretty much live out of a suitcase.
Yeah.
is that true? How many events, for example, do you have in the scope for 2020?
This year, I would say I'm definitely not attending all the shows. I'm not attending all the conferences because sometimes it's a very crew orientated show. And my great colleague, Sally Aston, she's known in the industry for so many years. She knows every captain in the world and she knows every crew member in the world. And, you know, she's so amazing with that. So it's more than enough if she covers her part and I tend to stick to another part. So I think for this year, you know, you try to fix certain events, which are definitely, like Boat International event beginning of February in Cortina is something that I'm definitely attending. And then there's a few events coming out through the year in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, but all over the world. And then you have these in-between things which just come up through the year, you know, and you just get a phone call today and you got to be on a plane tomorrow or, you know, this week it's Monaco and then suddenly, oh no, I'm going back to Switzerland. And then, you know, that just really comes. But I would say for the next year, I have more or less planned about fixed scheduled 15 to 20 events right now.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely think you did your first year how you have to do it. You never know what events will bring.
Exactly.
I have recommended a lot of people to go to the Met show in Amsterdam, even if that is not their field. But I tell them, yeah, but the people that you want to connect with, if they are these people, they are there for those reasons. So if you have to see is where the persons you want to connect to, not necessarily the product, because it's not the luxurious Monaco Yacht Show with all the yachts there. But if your interest is the industry or the shipyard builders, they will be there representing because that is their show in a sense. So, yeah.
I completely agree. Yes, definitely. So, I mean, it always, you know, you always have to have a look and find out for yourself. Is this the sort of crowd which, you know, I have to talk to or my colleague has to talk to or what is it all about? And once you've been there and you found out, you know, you can move forward and you can say, is this something I'm going to attend the next couple of years? And maybe you just give something a year a pause and, you know, then you go again the year after because you feel it's developing, but at least you got a feel for it. I think that's the most important thing.
No, that's so true. And even though social media is ramping up in the yachting industry at an enormous rate in the last 2 years, so when you want to see if a show or an event is worth your time and money, you don't get the exact answers of how is it benefiting you and your clients exactly. So there's no better way to actually get on the plane, do the investment, at least for that year, and getting your
exactly
views.
So true.
I want to, at least since you've been in the industry, how long has it been since for a commercial? And we'll including the commercial side and the yachting side. So in the marine world, how long has it been for you?
Well, I have actually started working. I finished my degrees in shipping while, you know, there's a different concept in Germany where you can basically do this at the same time whilst you're working. So you can do your examinations and still be in the office. So I started when I was 18. Wow. And now I'm only 21. Joking. I think now it's been 13 years. Oh gosh, time's flying.
So going into that, I we've all seen so many drastic changes the industry has seen. It's definitely going through a disruption. Where do you see the industry in the next 5 years?
Well, in the next 5 years, I think, well, it's a difficult question because I think, you know, in one way, it's not a difficult question. It's a great question. Sorry, Andrea, it's not difficult. But I think, you know, everyone has their own vision about where is something going in 5 years. So with the skills and determination within the industry, we can actually develop technology and best practice, which can help other sectors in the maritime world. And I think this is really, you know, what we should look into for the next 5 years. How can we be better, you know, and we all must start somewhere. And how can we all grow and make yachting industry and interesting also for, you know, the younger money, as I would like to say. You know, everyone's very much into sharing cars, sharing bikes, the sharing community. And we just have to make yachting as environmentally friendly as we can to, you know, move forward in the right ways for the next 5 years and not just talk about it, but actually make the change. And that's where my vision for yachting is in the next 5 years. So I hope that that's where it will actually go.
Very interesting. Yeah. Definitely last year we saw so many talks and the majority of the symposiums talking about climate change, how technology has evolved in the build from the ship, the builder side, all the way to who are the kids or who are the new people that are taking on this new generation of yachting and what are their interests and not only what are their interests and what they accept of our industry, where are they? How do we reach them? Because yeah. This model of only targeting the people that inherit the boats is not really what has been, you know, expanding to in the last years. So yes, what you're saying is really what we're seeing the whole industry worried and really trying to move into. How do we find these new people? How can we accommodate and keep our industry relevant? Okay, and to our last question, the one that I really wish someone had told me is, what advice would you give yourself if you were just starting your career in yachting? What would you tell a little bit?
Well, I think I would tell Viveka from 1.5 years ago that yachting is definitely different to anything you have ever experienced before. And enjoy the ride and trust your gut.
That's very good. We have to trust ourselves.
We do.
Let's not hesitate and move into the new experiences.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for taking the time, Viveka. I know you're.
Thank you, Andrea.
We're very lucky to have you in one place. We look forward to sharing all your knowledge and the trajectory you've had with our other listeners. So thanks again.
Thank you, Andrea. And I want to thank you for supporting all the women in this industry. I think it's a great idea. It's amazing what you're doing and keep on going. And I hope a lot of women out there support you just as much as you support them. You definitely deserve it. It's a great idea what you're doing. So thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to The Yacht Fam. If you like what you heard, please like, subscribe, and comment. Your comment will help us reach a broader audience. And don't miss the next episode. Bye.